Greetings and good morning, Western Colorado. Thanks so much for listening to Mountain Grown Community Radio, KVNF. It's 8 o'clock, and here's your local newscast for Friday, May 24th. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that U.S. Representative Scott Tipton wants to require the U.S. Department of the Interior to develop a new approach when it comes to energy development. The Cortez Republican got the House Subcommittee on Energy and Minerals to take testimony Wednesday on his bill, H.R. 1394. Tipton said the Obama administration has inhibited private companies from producing energy on federally controlled lands. He said companies that once provided valuable jobs in the 3rd District of Colorado and across the West are being forced to seek out state and private lands for development. But former Grand Junction Mayor Jim Spehar told the committee it isn't Obama's policies that are to blame. He said there are far more energy resources on private lands that are cheaper for drillers to get at. Spehar said the major constraint on drilling on federal lands is low commodity prices. He said Tipton's bill would force the federal government to prioritize energy development on federal lands over other uses, saying it makes little sense to push a traditionally volatile industry over more stable businesses, such as tourism and agriculture. Tipton countered that H.R. 1394 does not seek to circumvent any environmental law or regulation associated with development, and doesn't prioritize energy development. Spehar said the nation for the first time since 1949 has become an energy exporter, and that Tipton's bill seems more intent on shipping that fuel to foreign markets. The bill awaits a vote by the full House Natural Resources Committee before going to the full House. The Associated Press reports that former U.S. Representative Tom Tancredo has become the latest Republican to announce plans to challenge Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper. Tancredo said Thursday on radio station KHOW, the last straw was a decision by Hickenlooper to delay the execution of convicted murderer Nathan Dunlap, who killed 4 people in 1993. Tancredo said he is also upset with Hickenlooper's approval of sweeping gun legislation this year, including a law limiting the size of ammunition magazines. Hickenlooper cruised to the governor's mansion in 2010 after the Republican side of the ticket imploded. Tea Party favorite Dan Mays won the party nomination when a better-funded candidate, former U.S. Representative Scott McInnes, was accused of plagiarism. Tancredo then declared Mays unelectable and briefly left the party to run as a third-party candidate. Steve Laffey, a one-time Republican U.S. Senate candidate in Rhode Island, announced Tuesday he's also running for governor of Colorado. Republican Secretary of State Scott Gessler has said he will decide next week whether he will run. Tancredo gained national attention for vehement attacks on illegal immigrants and briefly ran for president in 2008. He continued his attacks on the Republican Party on Thursday, saying it would rather run a middle-of-the-road candidate in hopes the person won't offend enough people to lose the race. State GOP Chairman Ryan Call defended the party, saying it has a number of good candidates, each bringing their own strengths. "It will be up to the Republican voters to decide," said Call. The Montrose Daily Press reports that this weekend's annual Mountain Film Festival in Telluride will feature the film Uranium Drive-In, which chronicles how the lives of residents of Nucla, Naderita, and Telluride might be affected by the possible addition of a uranium mill in Montrose County's West End. The film will be featured as part of the 35th annual festival, which takes place Friday through Monday. Director Susan Barraza said Uranium Drive-In examines the conflict between Nucla and Naderita residents and those who live in the far more affluent Telluride. Nucla and Naderita residents are in need of jobs, and many of them are counting on the mill to strengthen their community's economic base. But many residents of Telluride are concerned about the mill's possible impact on the environment and have taken legal action to stop it from being approved. The movie focuses on the battle between members of these communities. And just in time for Memorial Day weekend, Kebler Pass is now open for the season, weather permitting, according to the Colorado Department of Transportation. And Colorado Parks and Wildlife has announced that catchable-sized trout were stocked in Paonia Reservoir this week. The Hotchkiss National Fish Hatchery, operated by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, stocked about 5,500 10-inch rainbow trout on Thursday. Fishing at the reservoir will be improved this year, following an operation last fall by Colorado Parks and Wildlife to eliminate northern pike from the reservoir. Anglers are encouraged to fish Paonia soon because the water level will be drawn down quickly when water is released for agricultural irrigation. That could start this year, as early as July. Paonia State Park is open for camping for the summer. The boat ramp is also open. The campgrounds are popular, so campers are encouraged to make a reservation. To reserve a spot, call 1-800-678-2267 or go to the reservation section of the Colorado Parks and Reservation website, coloradostateparks.reserveamerica.com. This week, the Black Canyon Astronomical Society looks at three planets in our western slope skies: Venus, Jupiter, and Mercury.
This week, just after sunset, we can see an amazing grouping of planets in the western sky. From May 24th until May 29th, Venus, Jupiter, and Mercury will fit within a 5-degree circle, less than half the width of your fist held at arm's length. On May 26th, these planets will be within a 2.5-degree circle, only half the apparent distance between the pointer stars of the Big Dipper. You'll need a place that has a flat northwest horizon. Start looking for the planets right after sunset, as all three planets will set about an hour later. But remember, never look at the sun directly, especially with binoculars. Severe eye damage will result. Twilight glare will make it hard to see the planets at first. But as the sky darkens, Venus, then Jupiter, and finally Mercury will become visible. Binoculars may help you spot the planets initially, but slowly they will become easier to see unaided. Mercury and Venus have just recently passed behind the sun and are now becoming visible in our evening sky. Jupiter, which has been visible all year, is now starting to pass behind the sun from our viewpoint on Earth. Although Venus, Jupiter, and Mercury now appear close together from our perspective, they are actually far apart in space. On May 26, Mercury is 108 million miles from Earth, Venus is 153 million miles from Earth, and Jupiter is a whopping 564 million miles from us. Venus appears very bright because it has a highly reflective cloud cover and is about the same size as Earth. Jupiter is bright because it's huge, 11 times Earth's diameter. Mercury is the faintest of this trio because it's the smallest planet and has a fairly dark surface. You've been listening to Western Slope Skies, produced by members of the Black Canyon Astronomical Society. I'm Art Trevina.
And that concludes your daily newscast for Friday. For KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio, my name is Eric Gould. Thanks to Marty Derlin for her help this week. Brian Cambria will be back with you on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody, and thanks so much for listening.